Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Lemon. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway bunts for an out with unknown description. Tucker moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Tucker moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Keltner moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 0 in the game. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Mack moves to second. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to third. Feller moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani bunts for an out with unknown description. Hodgson moves to third. One out. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodgson scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Tucker moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Callaway moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Wright moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Keltner moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodgson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani strikes out. Two outs. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller strikes out. 1 out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Haynes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tucker bunts for an out with unknown description. Haynes moves to second. 1 out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hodgen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Bob Feller. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 4 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.